Amen.
If you're taking notes, you may be seated. Write down developing the power to living a life of thanksgiving. Developing the power to live a life of thanksgiving. Now, a lot of things are going to be uncovered about creating a thanksgiving atmosphere in your life every day. A thanksgiving atmosphere. I think you should put that down and record that. When other things try to get you to do something else, you'll be so thankful. And I don't think the enemy can stand in the territory of thanksgiving. I think if you be thankful and he be trying to start something, he will not be able to breathe in that type of atmosphere. So apostolically and prophetically, the Lord want to bring us into that realm of thanksgiving, not only on a holiday, but a lifestyle, a thanksgiving lifestyle. So developing the power to living a life of thanksgiving. One of the first things the Lord said to me is, and you turn to the 26th Psalm, the Lord, teach me how to be more thankful to you. In Psalm 26, verse 7, he said, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wonderful work. Testifying what God have done for you all the time and being thankful. And then I was sitting talking to my wife, and we were just sitting there, and thanksgiving came across my mind, and she had to listen to my revelation when it started coming out of me. Being thankful or thanking God is one area of thanksgiving. You remember Jesus was at Lazarus' grave, and he said, thank you, Lord. Before he said it, he said, thank you, Lord, that I know you always hear me. Yes. That was a pre-Thanksgiving. That was a Thanksgiving that make things happen. But then there's a Thanksgiving lifestyle that you're thankful for what has happened. Yes. So I wrote these three things down, and I'll give them to you right now. Giving of thanks is one aspect. Thanksgiving is another aspect. Thankfulness is another aspect, but then we're going to talk about and thankful living. Yes. On a daily basis, you are reminded by the Holy Spirit how good God has been to you. Yes. Yes. And you will acknowledge that there's goodness up the road waiting on you. Yes. All right? So get this subject, because developing the power to living a life of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is not a real, without a lifestyle to back it up. Ooh. Thanks, you see, because to show God appreciation, you ought to live like it. Anytime anybody see you anywhere, they ought to see God. So to really let the Holy Spirit produce a thanksgiving lifestyle. I mean, you can say the words, and we're supposed to say the word, but a life that's saying thank you. Are you following me? So I thank God it's taking us, and I'm going to use the word tonight, a deeper dimension of thanksgiving, that you set your life to be a life of thanksgiving, even though when things let it going bad. Why can't I be thankful when things look like they're going bad? Why can't I be thankful when things look like they're going bad? Look like it. Because if I be thankful, God's going to turn it around. Have God ever turned anything around for anybody in here, anybody online? Something that looked like it wasn't going to work out? All you got to do is stay thankful. Listen to these words. I said, Lord, anoint this house with the spirit of thanksgiving. Anoint everybody who will be listening tonight. Being thankful at all time. Being thankful at all time. For at time, no matter what's going on, you have something to be thankful for. Yes, God is my Father. You always got something, even tonight. I mean, whatever. We're going to move Thanksgiving from a season to a lifestyle. Thank God for tomorrow. Thank God I'm going to be with my family. Thank God. But it's every day. And so the Spirit of God said this to me: always show me, Holy Spirit, how to walk in the fullness of Thanksgiving. So the only way you're going to be able to walk fully in Thanksgiving, you're going to have to be anointed with Thanksgiving. I never heard that before. But the Holy Spirit anoint us to be thankful. Holy Spirit, anoint me. Talk to me. To be thankful. Had you ever prayed that before? Who gonna lie? I know in 52 years I never prayed that. I never asked the Holy Spirit to anoint me to be thankful. But in preparing this message, he said, bring this to them and let them ask the Holy Spirit to anoint them to be thankful. We get him anointed for a whole lot of other things. But tonight I believe that you're gonna go into an atmosphere that your prayer is gonna be shorter. When I say shorter, you're going to have to pray that long to think you got an answer. Because you're going in everything with thanksgiving. All right? All right? Another aspect that you need to see tonight, that thanksgiving, we're going to see a lot of scriptures, magnifies God. When you go, it make God expand who he is to you when you're thankful. So thanksgiving magnifies God. Now watch this now. Never thank men more than you thank God. Never give thanks more to men than you give to God. Now, in the few things I've said to you tonight, and I'm going to say a whole lot more, in those few things, here's what the Spirit of God is saying. Get ready to blossom where everything else is failing. A person who wears a thanksgiving anointing and constantly giving God thanks gonna blossom no matter what the culture say, no matter what the weather say, no matter what the government say, they're gonna blossom because they're putting themselves in a supernatural position to say thank you, Lord. Just think about two or three things you want thanking for now. Just go ahead and thank him for it. Everybody got something to be thankful for. Thankfully, you got me up this morning. Yeah. Turn to 1 Chronicles 29:10. Put it on the board for me, please, because I'm going to rush up. I got a lot of things to say. 1 Chronicles 29:10. And, yes, 1 Chronicles 29:10. Let me say something before I read the scripture. You must develop your heart and your mouth with thanks unto God at all times. Yes, now, my goodness. Oh, my. You must develop your heart and your mouth with thanks unto God at all times. You're about to step in the most powerful realm of thanksgiving you have ever experienced. I have a scripture where some anointing, the type of anointing that thanksgiving flow in, it got five or six other anointing you're gonna see in a scripture tonight that thanksgiving run with. You understand it when we get there. But when thanksgiving is flowing, those other ones is flowing also. So he says, get ready to blossom. You got that?
Yes,
when everything else is failing.
Yes,
all right? Now, there in 1 Chronicles 29:10, it says, wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. And David said, blessed be thou, O Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. And go to the next verse. Go down to the 14th verse. Thine, O Lord, is the kingdom and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord. Is you still with me?
Yes, sir.
And thou exalted as head above all.
Yes,
sir. Go ahead. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thy hand is power and might, and in thy hand is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now, therefore, our God, all that going on in my life, but I got to pause right now and say thank you for it. You see what I'm saying? Now, therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Go to the 14th verse. But who am I and what is my people that we should be able to be offered so willingly after this thought? For all the things come of thee, and of thy hand have we gotten these things. So be everything happening in your life has come from God. And you be more thankful, and God going to trust you with more. I ask a question now. That's not in my note, but I will ask a question. Do you think you're thankful enough? Let's go back over the years and what God has brought you through. Things a lot of people don't even know about. I mean, we need to pause. I need to have a Thanksgiving year, talking about a day. You know, and you think about it. You be being thankful, all right? Now, this verse should set us in a Thanksgiving anointing that is not normal. In Revelation chapter 7, verse 12, this verse is so powerful. It tells us the characteristic that Thanksgiving run with. And these, I think if you step your Thanksgiving up, these others that are in this verse are going to start addressing your life at a deeper dimension. It is so powerful. I'm going to turn to it in my Bible. Yeah, because I like they didn't hear me in the back. Maybe I got to turn best of that. So it's so powerful. So look at the lineage or the company that Thanksgiving keep. Find that verse. You won't find that verse. You want to find it because you want to meditate it, and a lot more you can get out of it. But tonight I'm just going to touch it, saying Revelation 12, 7 and 12, saying amen. All right, amen. Thanksgiving run with amen. What amen mean? It's done. Amen at the beginning of this voice, and amen is at the end of this voice. So be it. Everything I read in the Bible about you, you want me to have. So be it. Everything you want me to do, so be it. And saying, amen, blessing. Thanksgiving run around with blessing. And glory. You see it. I know you're seeing it. And wisdom. I mean, the company that Thanksgiving keep. You see it? And what? Thanksgiving and what? And what? And what? Woo, my goodness. See, that's a Thanksgiving family. Right there. Look back at it. Look back at it. Look, I want you to look at it. Amen. Thank God for Jesus. Blessing. All of y'all been blessed. God give us his glory. Glory live on the inside of us. John 17 said Jesus passed the same glory he had, he passed to us. The glory of God. Wisdom. Thank God for wisdom. Thank God when it looked like there's no way out. God, show me how to do it. Thank God for supernatural wisdom. Then he gives thanksgiving and honor. Power. You see that? Power. Look who Thanksgiving running with. And so I believe if you're thankful, all these other characteristics gonna make themselves available. Because they run with Thanksgiving. I believe when you start being thankful, the blessings start falling.
Yes.
God said, what she said?
Yes.
She said she appreciate what I done for.
Yes.
And she told me, thank you.
Yes.
Suppose all of us wake up in the tomorrow morning and before we say anything, she say, thank you.
Yes.
You young girl, can y'all do that?
Yes.
Huh? Y'all gonna do it? Do it for me. Wake up, just say, don't, I don't care how you feel or what. Just say, thank you. And I can hear demon packing their clothes. We better get out of here. Thank you. Now I'm going to run you through some insight about Thanksgiving. Since we're going to celebrate tomorrow in a natural way, I want to run some things by you, developing the power to live in a life of thanksgiving. I have a lot to be thankful for. And I'm not talking about material things. I'm just talking about life. Now, this is going to be a little test here. How many times you say thank today to God? Oh, don't raise your hand. You see what I'm saying? We let the day go by and don't say thank you. Now, I mean, we love him and everything, but God needs to hear us. So y'all start saying thank you more. In Daniel chapter 2, verse 23, Daniel chapter 2, verse 23. I want you to take this statement down. Daniel learned how to be thankful. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who hath given me, they see running, them two words running again, wisdom and might. What are you thanking for?
Wisdom and might.
If you thank him enough, he'll give you more wisdom and more might.
Yes,
wisdom and might. And had made known unto me now what we desire of thee, for thou hast now made known unto us. Isn't that the power of what? The king's matter.
Yes, sir.
Daniel learned how to be thankful.
Yes,
let's look at the master in Matthew 11, 25.
Yes,
Jesus was a master of being thankful.
Yes,
Jesus was a master of being thankful. There in Matthew 11, 25. Now, this is a thank before it happened. This is a thank that made it happen. Jesus said, in that Lazarus grave. And Jesus said, at that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them unto babe. No, he said Lazarus grave in John 11, I think. But he's thanking God for revealing things to him. You see it?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus was a master of being thankful. Let me read your Bible. You see him thanking God. He thanked God for what God had done. Being thankful will reveal God more to you. Turn to John 11, 41. That's the one I was preaching on just now. John 11, 21, Elijah's grave. Before he called Lazarus up, he gives thanks that he's going to rise. Look at the verse, 11:41. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me.
Yes, sir.
He thanked him. He thanked him. It seemed like the thanking placed that anointing to call him to rise. I mean, Lazarus not out the grave yet. But he said, Lord, I thank you. He said, I'm standing for them. I know you're going to get up.
Yes.
I know you heard me when I prayed.
Yes.
So I want to thank you in advance what's going to happen. Yes. Lazarus, come forward. He got up.
Yes.
That, so what I'm saying, there are some things you need to thank God ahead of time for.
Yes.
Thank you, it's done, Lord.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. I know you heard me. Thank you. You come to be like Abraham, fully persuaded that what God has promised, he is also able to perform.
Yes, sir.
Say thank you.
Thank you.
Thanking God in advance before manifestation. Let's look at what it means to operate in a thankful ministry. Turn to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 1, verse 5. Romans chapter 1, verse 5. Romans chapter 1, verse 5. I better turn there because I got a good many verses I got to go through on that. Romans, operating in a thankful ministry. Romans chapter 1, verse 5, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for the obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom also the call of Jesus Christ, to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be sent, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we got to go further now, watch. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all. Y'all have no idea how much I pray for you. Sometimes somebody's name come up. I just go ahead and wait with that name. You trying to tell me something? You see what I'm saying? In other words, we are not just people coming together. We're family. And so we got to pray for one another. And so as your leader, I got to pray for you. I mean, sometimes I'm praying one of y'all face come by while I'm praying. I got to stop and see what that is. I got to search it out and see what it is. Because that's my job. See? So it's powerful to operate in a thankful ministry. Not just a committee, a group, a gathering, but heart to heart. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Powerful. I want to read some more of this because I want you to see what else he said. I was in the fifth verse. What verse I was in?
Eighth
verse. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all. Apostle saying that. That your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. Good God Almighty. Yo, we got to get up and go, y'all. For God is my witness, whom I serve in my spirit in the gospel of his son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayer. So in the morning I grab Word of Life Christian Center. And just pray long enough. If God got to call one of y'all name out, y'all might be going through something. Y'all, you have no idea what ministry, man, it take your whole life. You know? Sometimes 3 and 4 hours a day. So you can't come sit here and think you're in a regular ministry. No, you're in a ministry that is looking out for you all the time. And that's the way it's supposed to be. Don't get me wrong. I enjoy it. That's what my life all about. So you need to be thankful that you ain't got a whole lot of foolishness going on. Yeah. Lady text me, lady wrote an email or something, said, Apostle, I sure appreciate you because you really shut a person down if you get the acting of fool. I said, oh yeah, I'll shut them down. She was talking about what Friday night, I believe a man jumped over. I was telling him, say some of y'all was here, say some of the stuff I said. He got his own scripture, gonna give his own revelation. And I said, where in the hell you got that from? You know why I asked that question? Because it wasn't from God. God don't violate what he got going on. And so you have to understand, you need to be thankful because there ain't no foolishness that's going to happen in here. Some of y'all been here 30, 40 years. Y'all know never tolerate no foolishness because that cross God people up. And they need to be protected. You need to be directed. You know, say, oh, mean man. No, I got a job to do. If you're a watchman on the job and you sit up there and a crook pass by and you wave at him. You follow what I'm saying? You got to stop him. All right. Anyway, go on. You read on to the 12th verse. I'm going somewhere else now. Go to Psalm 69:30. Magnifying God with thanksgiving. Psalm 69:30. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. So when you, oh my goodness, when you're giving God thanks, you magnifying him. My thanksgiving magnify God. That's what the scripture says. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. So that's right. When you say glory to God, thank you, Lord, you're magnifying him. Let the Lord be magnified. Now, a lot of scripture, but this is a Bible night. And you've heard this before. Turn to Psalm 95. And we begin at verse 1. I'm going to make a statement. I want you to let it come in. Come before his presence with thanksgiving. So I think when you start praying, when you start praising, you start a service or whatever, you need to be coming in. Matter of fact, yeah, Lord, I'll say it. Matter of fact, thanksgiving magnify God present. Thanksgiving activates God's presence. If you're thankful, God said, who's saying that? Are you following me? So this is so powerful. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise unto him with song. My. Go to the next verse. We need to look at this. Come before his presence with thanksgiving. Go to verse 2. Let's see what it says. Verse 3. What verse I was in? Verse 2? All right, we go to 3 now, right? For the Lord is great, is a great God. Well, that's understandable. And a great king above all gods. And above all gods. You know, so he got some other gods. Go to the next verse. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. Thank you, Lord. Go to the next verse. Oh, my goodness. The sea is his. Thank you, Lord. And he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. Hallelujah, y'all. Oh, hallelujah. We got somebody to thank, partner. Oh, my goodness. Go to the next verse. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our maker. Hallelujah. And then verse 7 says, for he is our God. We are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice. Thank you, Lord. Thank the Lord for that insight. Praise his holy name. All right. So come before his presence with thanksgiving. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. That's Psalm 100, verse 1. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Psalm 100, verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Verse 2 says, serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing. Verse 3 says, listen, watch. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Thank you, Lord. That's a lot to be thankful, right? Go to the next verse. Watch. enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Hallelujah. I'll read that verse again. Bless God and enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Look at verse 5. For the Lord is good. His mercy is what? Everlasting. And his truth what? We got so much to be thankful. Oh, hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Now, this statement is a sound like an elementary statement, but I'm going to give it to you because you need to have it. Being thankful for all that God has done for thee. Being thankful for all that God has done for thee. Then 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15. Get these scriptures down, you go over them. I'm giving you a lot of scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15. For all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might, through the thanksgiving of many, redound to the glory of God. So I'm seeing, when I read the scripture, thanksgiving activates abundant grace. Not just grace, abundant grace. Because God recognized you appreciate what he had done for you, and you take time out to say, thank you, sir. Look in the ninth chapter of 2 Corinthians in the 11th verse. 2 Corinthians 9:11. Being enriched in everything to all benefits which causes through us thanksgiving to God. Being enriched in everything to all benefits. You see it? Which causes through us thanksgiving to God. Say, thank him in the morning, thank him at noontime, thank him in the evening, thank him when you wake up at night to go to the restroom. Thank him, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank him. Let's give him some thanks now. Thank him. Think about something he had done for you. Think about a door he's opened for you. Think about some doors you needed closed in your life. He closed and nobody. It ain't their business. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You don't know how many channels that you open. You don't know how much grace you unfold when you take time to say, thank you, Lord. You've been mighty good to me. God is a good God, isn't he? Thank you, Lord. Thank you. You hold me when I can't hold myself. You make me smile when it looks like I need to be crying. Thank you, Lord. If you don't take time to say thank you, you'll never know him. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I almost can hear God saying, I appreciate this teaching. Yeah. He wants his children. He want to do more for you. Yeah. Let me go over a few more. Yeah, you're going to like this one. Thanksgiving, listen now very carefully, is the fuel, F-U-E-L, for your prayer life. If you want your prayers to be powerful, give him thanks. Say like our head intercessor said, Lord, you're so good. Yes, you see what I'm saying? And mean it. Yes, he's good. Talk to me. Yep. Thanksgiving is the fuel. Is Thanksgiving is spiritual fuel for your prayer life? My God. Look in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Oh, this is one of my favorite. Philippians 4, 6. Be anxious for nothing. Be careful for nothing. That means be anxious. But everything about prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known to God. Don't ask him for something before you tell him thank you. Thank you for what you already have done for me. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Lord. Satan tried to put all them bad pictures for you. Pause and meditate and go to a place where you know God has done great things for you. God has blessed everybody in you. You're all your blessed. Let me say, be careful for nothing. Be anxious. Don't get worried. Don't get uptight. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. See it?
Yes, sir.
Then let your request be known to God. Thank him before he do it. Mm-hmm. The fuel for your prayer life. Look in the seventh verse of that same opening. Let's get a little further. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. You can't be kept down when you're thankful. Rise up and say, I'm going to find out something to be thankful for. Thank you, Lord. You've been with me. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2, along that fuel line. Thanksgiving is a fuel. I want you to think about that tomorrow. Thanksgiving is a fuel for your prayer life. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Don't pray without saying thank you. Don't be a beggar. You know, God want to be blessed too. Bless him and give him thanks and give him honor. Don't always go to God, but Lord, I need this. Lord, I need this. Shut up. Shut up about all you need. God said, I need you to praise me. I need you to bless me. I need you to thank me for what I've already done. Matter of fact, we don't even have to pray about what you need. Just thank me, thank me, thank me, thank me. Why are you thanking me? I'll take care of that for you. To make this statement more vivid than ever before, thanksgiving make God weak for you.
I believe that.
You got to be with me now. You got to be with me now. And some of y'all go, oh, now God can't be. No. God made himself that way.
Yes.
If they're going to praise me and give me thanks, God say, I want to give them something. I want to do something. What she said? Where she at? Where you at? You understand that?
Yes.
Thanksgiving is a weak spot in God.
Yes.
He got to do something for you. I never heard God had a weak spot. You, but it's a weak God. He set it up like that.
Yes.
Let's look at. I'm about to close in a minute. Give thanks. All right, 1 Corinthians 16 and 8, quickly. You want to turn there or look at it because I got to move faster. Continue, what is it, 16 and 8? But I will tarry Ephesus until Pentecost, all right, 1 Corinthians 16, 8. Give me the 34 voice. 1 Corinthians 16, 34. You got a 34 voice in there? Huh? You don't have a 34 in 1 Corinthians 16? 24. My love, you. No, that's not what I want. That's not what I want. All right, so let me read it on out. I'll get it. Give thanks. Holy Spirit surround my life with thanksgiving. There's a rim of thanksgiving that only the Holy Spirit can bring you in. Got that? There's a divine mixture of thanksgiving that will be released and deposited in your life tonight. Now I'm going to go over that. I'm going to go over that statement. You listen at the statement. I might have put down the wrong script, but let's listen to the statement. Holy Spirit, surround my life with thanksgiving. There's a rim of thanksgiving that only the Holy Spirit can bring you in. There's a divine mixture of thanksgiving that will be released and deposited in your life tonight. You, the Holy Spirit is obligated to anoint you with thanksgiving, that everything you're going to be, you're going to become free of. First Chronicle. First Chronicle 16:34. I probably put it. 16:34. First Chronicle 16:34. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he's good, for his mercy endures forever. Absolutely. 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 Thank you, sir. Absolutely.
And that's verse
8 too. Huh? Verse 8, go back to verse 8. First Chronicle 16:8. Yep. Yeah, I put Chronicle for correction for Chronicle. First Chronicle 16:8. Go back there, son. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known the deeds among the people. Yeah, that's why he didn't want us to read that, did he? Hallelujah. All right, morning and evening thanksgiving. I got 1 Chronicle 23:30 here now. Morning and evening thanksgiving. Thanksgiving by, oh, Lord. Oh, you see. Thanksgiving by holy living. And say the word. Just walking. Temptation come. Keep walking. Holy living. Giving thanksgiving by holy living. You follow what I'm saying? Holy living. In other words, you had a chance to mess up. But because you love God and you're grateful, you turn it down. My, my, my. Thanksgiving by holy living. Woo! Woo! I better close here now. Mm-hmm. Holy Spirit surround my life with thanksgiving. There's a realm of thanksgiving that only the Holy Spirit can bring you in. There's a divine mixture of thanksgiving that will be released and deposited in your life tonight. Morning and evening thanksgiving. Thanksgiving by holy living. Now, let me read this off to you and I'll close. The Spirit of the Lord, while I was praying, the Spirit gave me some time. Thanksgiving build a fence of grace around you. Make a note of that. Thanksgiving builds a fence of grace around you that no power can invade. Let me read that to you again. Because you're not going to find this nowhere, no book or nothing. It came through prayer time, you understand? Praying in the Spirit. Thanksgiving built a fence of grace around you that no power can invade. He who live a thankful life will have it made. Thanksgiving places you in a spiritual atmosphere that lock in with amen, blessing, glory, wisdom, honor, power, and might. Let's stand up and thank him a few minutes. Matter of fact, look at one of the notes if you want, whatever you want to do. Just thank him what he taught us tonight about Thanksgiving this week. A lot of people celebrating Thanksgiving. You celebrated gifts and you here. You online, you celebrated gifts. How many online tonight? 1,044, okay. You praise him in a different way. Just take some of them things and look back over them, and just lift your hand tonight and just surrender. Lord, we just thank you. Yeah, you're so good. We just honor you and praise you and glorify you and magnify you. And Lord, the time we didn't remember to say thank you, we're going to do it tonight. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for last year, last month, today, tomorrow. Just thank you for being such a good God. You're so wonderful. And we love you, Lord. We want to praise you at this hour. As the body of Christ, we got to be more thankful. We need to be more thankful than any organization that lives, because you are our Father. We love you. Thy kingdom come. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. We want to say to you tonight, we love you. And thank you for everything. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for fresh blood. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the wind of the Spirit blowing, the fire burning in our lives. Thank you, Lord. There's some things we might be dealing with right now. We're going to thank you. They already took care of every scenario right now. In the name of Jesus, everybody on the side of my voice dealing with anything, we thank you for the answer. We thank you for the, oh my God. We thank you for the changing of the condition right now. We thank you right now, Father. We thank you. We thank you ahead of time. Thank you for it's solved, it's settled, it's dealt with. Thank you for joy. Thank you for peace. Ooh, Lord. Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Can't thank you enough. All right, Junior. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Praise his holy name.